The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 in the morning. Scared myself there for a second. How many grueling hours of this can I put in at one time? Today, the 3rd of August, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's in there. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're still trying to get our brains wrapped around your short hair. Even though it's not really that short, it's about the same length as, well.
No, that's pretty short.
Yeah, it's like pretty short. It's a bit shorter than
I'd
mine.
Say a quarter of an inch.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, so, had the introductory show last night of Kevin Cry.
Yeah,
it was. He'll be on for a month with us, and then due to all of the running for office, we're going to kind of he's going to back off for September, October, and come back in November after the election. So that go okay?
Yeah, it went pretty good. It was pretty smooth.
Yeah, when I was listening to it. I listened to it for a while.
Yeah, it went well.
I just, you know, you always like to hear the show.
Yeah.
And then you say to yourself, did I make a mistake or not?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as long as, and there was one I was always iffy about, but they're no longer with us. Well, there was two. There was another one that was, when he started talking about the Sandy Hook was fake. Yeah, that was too much.
Yeah,
that was too much. Get out. Get out. So, what's the weather look like?
Alrighty. So today, changing things up, we have a high of 106. Tonight, we have a low of 76. Tomorrow, Thursday, a high of 108. Thursday night, a low of 76. Friday, high of 102. Friday night, a low of 72. Saturday, a high of 100. Saturday night, a low of 72. Sunday, a high of 102. It's
just going to be like that. So it's going to be normal hot.
Yeah, but it's not like.
But it's not going to be
crotch pot cooking hot. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Weather report's always brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business, a veteran owned business that has treated their customers as friends. For the 2 decades plus that they've been in the business, they give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. I have in my hand 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll even make it 6 tickets to the Colt 45s. Now, you can say to me, the season's over, Carl. And that's true. But if you just want to have these tickets to put maybe in your scrapbook, just give us a call, 605-4567. It's the only ones I have left. You can have my very last tickets. And we gave away a lot of tickets. Great games this summer. You know what? The boys this summer. And the so many people enjoyed it. And that last night, the stadium was packed, as it should be. It's a lot of fun. So anyway, if you want these last four tickets, 605-4567, I just wonder if I can give away something that's not even happening. I've always wondered about that.
I'm sure you could.
People call in for things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't break my heart, people. Come call for it. You don't even have to pick them up. Okay. Let's talk fires. McKinney Fire. It's not bad enough that it's burned, I think, 56,000. Sue, is it 56,000 acres?
Yeah,
56,000. So it hasn't grown because of the rain and humidity. But it's still 0% contained. So how can it not grow and not be contained? I don't understand that concept. And it's not bad enough that you got the fire and losing 4 lives. Now there's a chance, because of the rains they were having, there could be flash floods in the area. They've got, of course, the McKinney Fire near Yreka, as we said, 56,000 acres. It was, as of Tuesday night, the fire is about 4 miles west of Yreka. So it's come about a mile closer that way. As the rain moves away and wind and heat pick it up, it's going to, I guess it's anybody's guess on how they can handle this one. The whole thing is that, where we had reported, because of what we had been told, that it was caused by a lightning strike, they said that is not true. They're out there. So they're still trying to figure out what caused it. But it wasn't definitely not a lightning strike. And here in town yesterday, they arrested a gent for setting two fires right here in town. One on Pine Street and one out on, I believe, Lake Street. But there was no damage, but they said they had security footage helped identify Mark Velou as a suspect connected with the first fire. And in the second fire, witnesses saw the guy, gave a description, and actually were able to identify him. So he's in the Shasta County Jail on suspicion of two charges of arson. Now, I think they would keep him. But as you know, we've lost the whole third deck of the jail due to closures. And Lee and I were discussing this today. I mean, the justice system, it's one of those things. It's like our country and our republic in this country. It's not perfect. But what do you got in the world that's better? Right. So our justice system is, for sure not perfect. But what do we have? What do you replace it with? Instant death? Do you build 1,000 new jails? That doesn't solve the problem. But one of the problems we have right here is we just lost 88 seats in the jail, which means 88 more people that should be in jail are not. They're on the streets. And as Sheriff Johnson pointed out, he's got a lack of staff. Staff is working 6 days a week in many cases, longer overtime, canceling vacations. And you can only go on so long for that, because if you haven't taken a tour of the jail, you need to do that. Being a corrections officer in a jail is a lot different than being a policeman. I mean, a lot different than being a policeman. A policeman will come in, grab a guy or girl who are breaking the law. They arrest them, whatever it's for, car theft, third car theft. They arrest them, they bring them in, and then they surrender them at the jail to the correctional guys, who then have to take them, go through all the mechanics of admitting them into the jail, and it may be one of those. The only time the offender sees that police officer again is maybe in court. But who do they see every day? Ones who are incarcerated there. They see the corrections officers. They learn about the corrections officers just by listening. Sometimes somebody lets something slip about somebody's family, maybe a little girl sick. What happens? Sure enough, one of the prisoners says, "Hey, I'm really sorry to hear about your little girl." They're listening all the time. They watch to see which way the corrections officers drive away at night. So a lot of the corrections officers just drive in different directions. And here's the thing. Somebody's been in jail there for 8, 9 months, maybe a year, and they're out. And here their corrections officer is walking down the street, and he's got his family with him, and guess who's coming the other direction? Yep. Carmine criminal is coming the other direction. So, I mean, then the corrections officer has to tell him families scatter like quail so he can talk to this guy. I know I'm not helping with the recruitment of corrections officers here. But I'm just giving you an idea how tough it is. Now, we've got great corrections officers. Everybody I met was doing their job and doing their job very well under trying conditions. But it's hard to recruit for them. It's hard to recruit for law enforcement. What is it going to take? Another, you know, like a $40,000 signing bonus to become a corrections officer. Well, maybe that's what it is going to take. And now we, you know, if we talk about building this new jail, it's got, you know, it'll be state of the art, everything connected and all that. Maybe then, you know, say, so then you can cut down on maybe 20% of the officers needed through video and all these other things you can do in today's technology. And that would help. That would help a lot. Today, Wednesday, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Avelo Airlines. You know, you can fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines for a very, very reasonable price. Leave right here from Reading. Flies on Fridays and Mondays. And tickets are very low. In some cases as low as $39 one way. And you must book direct, though, at AveloAir.com. And I've talked to people who've made that run, and they seem to be very happy. We signed up for that first run to Las Vegas, and we couldn't make it. So we have our money kind of sitting there. And, you know, if we want to go down to Burbank or maybe go to Las Vegas one day. Who knows? Avelo Airlines. We'll be right back.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer. And he's been doing it for 30 years. He's been providing just the best value, service, and technology in TV for, like I said, over 30 years. Don't call that 800 number. Call your local number. Call Doug Tooley at 530-241-3474. All types of special deals. Too many of them for me to even try to read here. But use our local guys. Don't call the 800 number. Let the money stay right here with the employees and the businesses. 530-241-3474. B&T Satellite. Vin Scully died, 94 years old. This guy is a legend. And even though he announced for the Dodgers, you had to admire this guy. He was so good, so good. He just passed, 94. It's interesting. Do you ever hear this thing, Liam, that, people die in threes, the famous people, right? If one dies and, it's within a few days, you'll hear of two more famous people dying.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of that?
No. But, I mean, it makes sense. I've always heard that. It makes sense.
So you got Vin Scully and you have Nicole Nichols from Star Trek passed a couple of days ago. And then there was another one. But here's the thing is, if you really pay attention, you'll see that it's not just threes, it's just a continuous stream. Maybe, you'll see three big names, but then there'll be like two others, like a guitarist died, front man from one of the rock groups. Well, he's not real famous. He's not a Vin Scully. He's not an Uhuru from Star Trek. But if you keep track of that, just like anywhere else. The scary thing is when they, you start seeing them dying from natural causes at age 70. There's no such thing as dying from natural causes at age 70. But I digress. Pelosi landed in Taiwan and came out, said she was inspired by her Taiwan visits. And, of course, Beijing was not happy with Nancy. Frankly, Nancy, good on you. Good on you for going there. Bad on President Biden and his reaction to it. This may not be the best time. There's never going to be a good time to visit. But when the Chinese start threatening us, if one of our congressional leaders goes there, then you have to look at what people say. In some cases, Iran and Syria condemned it. Iran and Syria condemned it. Syria recognizes only one China. And the Syrian Foreign Ministry called the delegation an act of hostility. When those types of countries think it's a bad idea, when totalitarian countries thinks it's a wrong idea for an elected official, one of the highest elected officials in our nation, go somewhere and is being threatened by another country. you know, one of their propagandists in their newspaper saying that planes should be shot down. Yeah, well, and Pelosi said during the meeting with the Taiwanese president, "We will not abandon our commitment." Now, I guess you could say is that, well, you know, she brought messages from President Biden, and President Biden couldn't go there. Yeah, America made a bedrock promise to always stand with Taiwan. Pelosi said, referencing the Taiwan Relations Act, and on this strong foundation, we have built a thriving partnership grounded in the shared values of self-government and self-determination. Now, also, the tech companies are moving out of China. Now, where are they moving to? They're moving to Taiwan, who is going to be one of the leaders in the chip industry, South Korea, Singapore. So some of these places that she's meeting with, and there's other things going on there too. But they are people, the big tech companies are starting to divest themselves of China. They can see the writing on the wall and what's going to happen there. Yesterday, I went to the Simpson University. I'm on their, Citizens Advisory Board with many other people, Mike Mangus and Marianne Johannesson, just a plethora of citizens here. And it's amazing, and we're going to have Dr. Hall on. But Dr. Hall talked about the Chinese education system. It was fascinating. It was fascinating. And when he comes on, I said, I don't care what else you want to talk about, but we are going to spend a segment on you talking about this. You cannot believe what families go through to get their kids into a higher education. And they've got a very short window to do it. And it's based on scores. And they take these national tests. Kids in China go to school all day long, come home for dinner, go back to school to around 8 o'clock at night. Oh, yeah. And there aren't retirement homes like we see here to take care of, you know, as your parents, you know, as people get older, they go into a place like River Commons, and they don't have to worry about their meals and all that. It's not assisted living, but it's a facility. They don't have those in any numbers at all in China. The families come home. Like when your parents get too old, they move in with you, both sets. So you've got both sets of families living with you, and you may even have grandparents in there if they're still alive. So there's a lot of pressure on the children of that family to go out and become a success. Also, if their parents are a success. So anyway, it's fascinating. How do you recruit these kids? And it's not just China. It's a lot of the Asian countries. But I hope that when Dr. Hall comes on, we spend some time talking about this because it is fascinating. You sit there and you listen and about how hard, you know, we offer community college, free tuition. Picking classes, you can do them online, you can be in person, and we still don't have 80% of kids going on to college like that. Now, I'm even counting vocational stuff, because Shasta College offers a great vocational training, and people pick up jobs immediately. But if you want to go into higher education in California and many other states, you can do it at no cost for tuition. In New Mexico, they actually, their lottery, after you've gone to school for a year, to college for a year, they pay for everything. Yeah. If you've gone to college for a year, that's when their lottery kicks in and it pays for, I guess it pays for all the tuition. It probably doesn't pay, buy the books. I don't know about that. My granddaughter, going to school in New Mexico because the tuition is free. She's going to a good, a great college there, a great university there. So, and then when you compare it to other countries, like why are the Chinese. Why are the Chinese education system? They have to memorize just millions of things. And some people say, well, teaching by rote doesn't work. Well, no. Yeah, it does. It does work. And then you have to figure out what you're teaching and all that. I understand that. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with one of my favorite places and some people who are just fighters right after this break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in the business there for 15 years. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do our banking with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're very happy with them. They're very friendly. They are very professional. And it's kind of nice going into a bank where everybody knows your name. We'll be right back.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I've been listening to them by myself.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Linda's on assignment this morning, 3rd of August, 7:34 in the morning. Here is a portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether you have a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. And he fixes it and he guarantees it. Why take a chance with your family safety or splitting your windshield when you don't have to? Just take it to Jeff for a free inspection and analysis. And it takes like 45 minutes to fix a chip. But then, like I said, you don't see it after that, and he guarantees it. He is a master windshield repair specialist, located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff Orst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. And it is a veteran-owned business. Somebody asked me when I was talking about people going to school and all that, are your figures, Carl, talking about us as a whole or the North State or kids not going to college? And I said, nah, just numbers I made up for essentially what kind of it wasn't, but kind of. And know what I was talking about is that we make school very easy for people if they want to go to community college. We make it very easy. And Shasta College offers free tuition, as do many other, I think all the community colleges in California and in many other states too. All I'm saying is the opportunity's there for people. But I am here with one of my favorite people, Joe Miller. Good morning, Joe.
How? Good morning.
Everything okay?
Yes.
Okay. Joe and her husband have Dry Creek Station. Tell us about Dry Creek Station.
We're a family and run-owned business. We've been around since 1996, and we burnt down in 2010 and reopened in 2011.
Now, we had you all on before, in 2010, right before the fire.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, my God. And so did it totally?
Totaled it.
Totaled it. You all are right across the street, too, from a volunteer fire department.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything about that because when it goes fast.
Yes, and actually, when the fire happened, the flames were between the old roof and new roof, so it came across our system as an intruder instead of a fire.
Oh.
So the cops came right away instead of the fire department.
And by the time the fire department got there, because we know with today's the way that that places are built, and you're using a lot of synthetic furniture and all that and all types of things, that once it starts, it's there it goes.
Went up.
Yeah. Well, I'm so sorry. But it didn't stop you, did it?
No.
Okay. So what happened then? So you had to rebuild.
My husband rebuilt it beautifully.
Oh, it is. Oh, my goodness. You know, it was
who knew?
It was like, well, let's start over, but let's do this.
Well, we were out there right after it burned, and we did the cars that came through the parking lot like a parade, and we looked at each other, and my husband looked at me and said, you know what we got to do? And I said, yeah, we got to rebuild. So we did.
I tell you what, I so much admire y'all for that. Okay, so you rebuilt, and so you got going again. So when did you open up the second time?
April
20th, 2011. So was it over a year then, or about a year?
Right, about a year. Yeah, my husband did an amazing job.
Is he a contractor or is
yes.
he? Oh, he is.
Yes.
Well,
he did that for a living in home building.
Okay. Does he still do that?
No, he's retired.
He's retired. Too bad. I have some jobs. but you probably have a list of jobs for him every day. Okay, tell us about. Now, Dry Creek Station is not here in town. It's out in Bella Vista.
Yes, but not far.
But not far. It's like, I can tell you how far. From my house, it's like 12 minutes, and I live downtown.
Yes.
About 12 minutes, maybe 13.
I hear people say, oh, you're all the way out there.
It's not that far.
It's 8 minutes to Winco.
Yeah. Okay.
It's quick.
I should tell you.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, you get on 273, 299, and you head and you blow past Simpson and Simpson College, you're almost there.
Right.
Right there. Okay. Now, you came back. Did you change anything when you rebuilt? Or did you say, you know what we had before is working?
No, we actually, before we had a dance floor, we did live bands, a lot of entertainment, karaoke, and now we built back as a family restaurant instead of entertainment type mm-hmm. thing. We do have live music every Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
But it's simple.
Yeah. Somebody in the corner over there playing?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, that's cool.
Different ones. They all do a great job.
Okay. Now, a friend of mine sent me a picture. And you don't see this very often. You've got a customer that rides his horse in there every day.
Every now and then,
Every now and then. I shouldn't say every day, but on a regular basis. Parks his horse right there. And he's one of your customers.
Yes.
I mean, you don't see that anywhere else.
No.
Okay. So let's talk about some of the things that you've got going there. You've got happy hours.
Happy hour. Well, I was going to tell everybody, if you gas prices are too high for you, just get on your horse and ride on down. Have a big juicy steak.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to save the steaks for just a little bit, having had them there. But you've got a number of things that you have going on. You have now, what's your menu look like?
We serve steaks and pasta, seafood. We've had to eliminate some of the seafood due to the high cost
of getting it here.
We can't do lobster.
Right.
It's just
too cost prohibitive.
Yes.
And your prices are very fair, by the way.
Yes, we are trying our hardest to keep everything down.
Do you have the same people working for you for a while, or?
We have two employees and that have been with us like 12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have a big turnaround. We didn't have a big turnaround before the pandemic, but after that, it was a totally different story.
Oh, okay. So how hard did the pandemic hit you? Was it like most? I shouldn't say hit you. It hit all of us. Especially restaurants.
Yes, we closed down for an entire year. So
I did not realize it was for a year.
We shut down for a year, and then we decided that that was long enough. So we decided to open back up and give it a shot, and found that it was going to be tougher than we thought to find employees that wanted to come back to work.
Well, they were still getting paid.
Exactly.
It's hard to compete with extra $2,400 a month plus unemployment.
Yes.
Yeah, that is hard. Wonder who made that decision. Anyway, but now you're back up. Everything is rolling again.
We have a great crew. We have a wonderful crew.
You got a lot of special events you do out there at Dry Creek. Is that fair to say?
Yes, we do. We do. We do a lot of events. We have wedding dinners and birthdays and anniversaries, retirement parties, and we book a lot of Christmas parties.
A lot of Christmas parties out there, huh?
We've already started booking them.
Okay, so if I wanted to have a Christmas party out there and I come to Jill, mm-hmm. I say, okay, I want to have a Christmas party. I'm going to have like 20 people. What do you tell me?
We put you on the book and.
Do we get a special dinner? Can I order that? Or is it like off the menu?
Off the menu.
Just everything off the menu. Mm-hmm. And then, do you have an area like set off aside for them?
Yes, we have a back room that you can request. Yes, and we also have a back patio with seating.
The seating out there?
Yes, and we're pet friendly, so you're able to come off the lake or from your home and have dinner with your pet out back.
Well, that's cool. We just had some friends visiting us that had their dog went everywhere with them. That kind of limits you. some places.
Yes, it does.
So that's good to know. So you can bring your dogs out there, and so all of you can have dinner together.
Yeah, we have a lot of people come off the lake with their pets, and they have dinner with their pets out back.
Off the lake. Mm-hmm. Lake. What?
Shasta.
And you don't think about it, but, yeah, that's close.
We're located at the end of Dry Creek Road.
Yeah, so people can just drop in right there.
Yep.
So and you've got a big parking lot.
Parking for your patio boat, motorhome, horse trailers.
Horse trailers.
Semis.
Okay, I'm with Joe Miller from Dry Creek Station, and I'm going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Hubert, Estate Granite, has been doing this for, gosh, 20 years now. He is truly an artist when it comes to working in granite, slate, tile, marble. He redid our kitchen, and he did a perfect job on it. Yes, I can say that. It was perfect. He works by appointment only. But he will meet with you for a free consultation. You tell him what you're thinking, and then he will make your dreams come true. If it's possible, he can do that. Give him a call at 241-STONE, or learn more at estategranite.com. This is a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite you to listen to my new radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be talking about everything Shasta County, family, work, recreation, and the topics most important to all of us living here in the Great North State. We'll have roundtable discussions and different guests every week to share with all of you what is going on in Shasta County. Join me, Kevin Pride, every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, a great place to get your jewelry. Super selection. Covers everything, including specially designed pieces that they make. But if you ever wanted to design your own piece of jewelry for a loved one, they're going to help you with that. Or maybe you've had the idea and just give it to them and they can build it for you to have that one special piece of jewelry. Only at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. And we're here with Joe Miller from Dry Creek Station, one of my favorite places. We talked about in the first segment that in 2010, Dry Creek Station burnt to the ground. And within a year, they had it rebuilt. Looks different. Made it into a family restaurant, but we were talking about some of the things that you can do out there, that if you have special events like weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, retirement, but, you know, and Christmas parties. So how's that look?
So you make your reservations. You can come in. You can come in early. The doors open at 3 o'clock. You can come in and decorate your tables however you want. If you want to bring in your own cake, you're more than welcome to do that too. And that is for any of your upcoming parties.
Yeah, any events, whether it's an anniversary or a birthday, you can bring in the big cake and then people can order off the menu. Would you ever do something like if I said, I want everybody... I'm going to buy everybody's dinner, but I'd like it to be steak or chicken. Could you do something like that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. If you want to, you know, inviting people, I'm going to pay for all this, but I'd like to limit, you know, to, you know, maybe three entrees or something like that.
We will accommodate you however you would like.
Okay. So you open up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
Three to five.
3 to 5 for happy hour and 5 to 9 for dinner. And closed on Mondays only.
Okay. Like we said, plenty of parking out there because you'll see boats coming off the lake, horse trailers, other things like that too. Now, you have different things for the area. I mean, I've seen you do fundraisers for people.
Yes. This October, we'll be doing our 18th annual Bella Vista Fire Department Chili Cook-Off fundraiser, which includes a chili cook-off. It's a big hit every year. And it's also a crafts fair and flea market. We have drawings. We give away guns, houseboat trips, patio boat trips. The community, Shasta County really steps up and, donates a lot of, items for this event.
Okay. And so that's been going on for how many years?
18 years.
18 years. I mean, I hear about it every year. Okay. So chili cook-off. So, I have dynamite chili. So when it gets around that time, do I just call you and say, I'd like to enter the chili cook-off?
Yeah, you need to come down and prove yourself.
Prove yourself? You mean during the cook-off?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just not enough to say it. Now I've got to prove it. Okay. I mean, have you ever thought about people that get Wolf's chili or Hormel's chili, and they just open up like 40 cans of it,
yes,
and then throw in a couple of jalapenos.
A lot of people's joked about it through the years.
I just wonder how that would happen. I wonder how that would come out. You know, they're going,
Well, if they lose and they did use that,
okay,
then you probably don't want to do it.
I would like to offer myself as one of the judges.
You're hired.
Am I hired? You know, I don't charge anything, and the only thing you have to provide is Tums afterwards.
Done.
You got it. Okay. Now, I'm just going to bring it out. Your steaks are magnificent. You have there. These aren't just kind of like ones you find laying on the side of the road.
No, my husband really researches and does a great job on getting the best steaks that we can get.
And the I tell you what, when you order it, and you can order it, of course, any way you want, but it comes out that way, which is cool. I mean, how many times have you ordered a steak medium and it comes out bloody or it comes out well done? And I don't know why it is. You can go into places that will charge you $75 for that steak, and yet they can't get it right.
Right.
I mean, I've been in places like that. I mean, these are, you know, highly regarded restaurants, and you go, you know, it's, what'd you do, just brand it and bring it in here? Yeah, you know what I'm talking
yes.
about. Now, who's your chef? Do you have, is that your husband too?
No.
Okay.
No.
It seems like he could do anything. Yeah, he's back there cooking now too.
Our two main cooks are James and Bill.
Okay.
And James is our head cook, and he is doing an amazing job for us. My husband and I are very proud of him.
Super.
He has stepped up even when times got tough and
loyalty, huh?
Loyalty.
Don't you love it? Now, you have a lot of return customers.
We have a lot of return customers. We have customers that are still with us from the old Dry Creek.
Uh-huh.
I've been there over 20 years, and they were there before me.
Wow. And still come in there.
And they tell me the stories about the old Dry Creek before my husband owned it in 1996. So,
wow.
How
long has it been there? Has it been there that?
It actually, Dry Creek actually started off as a stagecoach stop back in the day.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, at what, early 1900s?
Or, I don't know the exact time.
But it was a stagecoach.
It was a stagecoach stop.
Of course, it was heading out in that direction.
Then it became a little hole in the wall bar, and when my husband bought it, he built onto it. And made it a beautiful restaurant with an addition, and made the second addition a Friday and Saturday night dining room, which was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. So it started out as a stage station,
mm-hmm.
Dry station. See, I didn't know that. Okay. So if people want to come out there, mm-hmm. you're open. Tell us your hours again.
Okay. So we have happy hour from 3 to 5 and dinner from 5 to 9, 6 days a week, closed on Mondays. And we are starting
breakfast. Yeah. When are you going to start the breakfast?
We are.
Didn't you used to have breakfast?
Yes.
That's
we
what
served
I thought.
Breakfast when we first reopened 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And then Caltrans ripped the highway up and had us blocked.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
24/7.
Yeah, as if the fire and COVID and the Caltrans also did their best to shut you down.
Yeah. We didn't serve breakfast when COVID hit. That was
right,
years
right,
ago.
That was gone.
And my husband got into it with Caltrans. We got Doug LaMalfa stepped up for us and had him open the highway for us and saved our dinner hours, but we were not able to save breakfast. But we're going to bring it back, and our goal is September 17th.
Great.
On Saturdays and Sundays only.
Okay, so September 17th. Now, do I have to make reservations to come out there for dinner?
No.
Okay, it's just kind of first come, first serve.
Parties of 10 or more are...
Yeah.
We'd like to have a
warning,
call.
A warning. Yeah.
Yes.
That just makes sense. Okay. I'm here with Joe Miller. She and her husband have Dry Creek Station. Is there any last thoughts here?
On the chili cook-off, the date on that is October 16th, and it starts at noon.
Okay, great.
The fair, the crafts fair, starts at 8 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You bring all your goods down, set up in the parking lot, and then we do the chili judging at noon.
Okay. Now, do not forget that you offered me a chance to be a judge.
You're already hired.
I'm already hired. You know, you know where I work at, and I know where you're at. So I'm going to be there. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
You know, for the perseverance that y'all have shown, you have a great place to eat. Super people, obviously. And you've gone through so much adversity, and you are still out there swinging.
Yeah, it's a tough time, and we just hope that everybody's able to pull through this and everybody stick together.
They will. They will. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, we've got Mayor Kristen Schrader. We have Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler. And we have Reading City Manager Barry Tipp. And we're talking about taking back Newpon or Henderson Open Spaces.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
They held drills last night, and they've announced drills for the next few days. The most alarming one to people in Taiwan is starting Thursday. There will be drills for a few days in areas offshore around Taiwan, almost encircling the island. While there's no suggestion they would actually attack Taiwan, it obviously is concerning to the government and people on the ground there.
Pelosi assures Taiwan that the U.S. stands with the island democracy, which is viewed by China as a breakaway province, to be reunited with the mainland one way or the other. Another Republican who voted yes on the impeachment of President Trump will be out of a job. Michigan Congressman Peter Meyer lost his primary race to John Gibbs, who was endorsed by Mr. Trump. And abortion was on the ballot the other day in Kansas.
Kansas voters have rejected a ballot measure that would have allowed the Republican-controlled legislature to tighten restrictions on abortion or ban it altogether. Tuesday's referendum was the first test of voter sentiment after the U.S. Supreme Court in June overturned Roe v. Wade.
That's correspondent Donna Warter. Latest word on gas prices from AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular, now $4.16. Legendary Los Angeles Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully has died. Scully once credited God's grace for his marathon career and his long life. The Hall of Fame broadcaster called Dodgers games for 67 years and retired in 2016. Vin Scully passed away last night at home in Los Angeles. He was 94 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 226 points. The Nasdaq trading 199 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you find yourself stuck in a timeshare, get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get the timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-859-6688. That's 800-859-6688.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for many states to ban or severely limit abortion. The debates have never been stronger. During this critical time, the award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it today at salemnow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life.
The first grain ship to depart Ukraine under a wartime deal is now steaming toward Lebanon after its cargo was inspected and approved earlier today. A team spent about 90 minutes conducting checks aboard the Sierra Leone-flagged Rezoni, which was carrying Ukrainian corn and was anchored off Istanbul. The team included officials from Ukraine, Russia, Turkey, and the UN. And pictures tweeted by the Turkish Ministry of Defense show an inspector reaching into an open container on the vessel and touching the grain. China has blocked imports of citrus and fish from Taiwan, retaliation for the visit by House Speaker Pelosi, but Beijing avoided disrupting one of the world's most important tech and manufacturing relationships. Sanctions on Taiwanese processor chips for Chinese assemblers of smartphones and other electronics could send shockwaves throughout the global economy. Townhall.com. More testimony due today in Dallas, the capital murder trial of a Muslim man charged in the killings of his daughters.
Trial continues in Dallas today for the man accused of honor killings and the murders of his two daughters. Yasser Saeed is accused of shooting the daughters inside his taxi on New Year's Day back in 2008. He wasn't apprehended until 2020. He had been hiding with his son and his brother. They were sent to prison. Prosecutors say that Saeed killed his daughters because they were dating American boys. The Dallas County DA, who many say is soft on crime, says he will not seek the death penalty. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
OPEC and its allies, including Russia, are scaling back the amount of increase in oil output. They will pump an extra 100,000 barrels of crude per day in September. That is far less than the additional 648,000 barrels per day in July and again in August. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 3rd of August, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And what's the weather look like?
Alrighty, so today is a high of 106. Tonight is a low of 76. Tomorrow, Thursday, a high of 108. Thursday night, a low of 76. Friday, high of 102. Friday night, low of 72. Saturday, just 100. Saturday night, 72. Sunday, 102. We're just in the hundreds, so, yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, operated business out of Anderson, has had a long reputation of treating their customers like friends. All the propane comes out of one tank, so it comes down to customer service. That's why they are so successful. It's a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And today, we have with us Mayor Kristen Schrader. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler.
Good morning.
And we have Reading City Manager Barry Tippin.
Hello.
I mean, this is the first time I've gotten the triumphant here like this. But it's so important. As you know, for the last several years, we've talked about the situation down at, it's called Near Pond now, but it was Henderson Open Spaces. And the people down there are under siege. You all knew that. You all were trying. But last night you made an announcement that was, I think, huge. Mayor, just want to start with you. And I just tell you, I wanted to stand up and applaud. And, in fact, I did applaud after y'all talked about it. But tell everybody what's going on.
Well, I'll lead this off and just say that if you were looking at the, if you were at the council meeting or you were watching at home, which you can do from with your bunny slippers on and just relaxing, and you can watch us. What we did was we approved an ordinance that will allow us to treat the Neuropon open space like our park, one of our parks, where we will have hours from dusk to dawn.
Got it. I know it's tough for me too.
Dusk to dawn, and then we will have enforcement of those rules, and we'll complete fencing of the area, and there'll be a secure area for our officers. We'll have 4 new park rangers the city council approved. So I'm just giving you the highlights, and then I think Bill Schuler or Barry Tippin can fill in all of the important things. Because the other thing I'll just say is that this was a joint effort with our city, Dignity Health, and we've been, you know, our departments, parks and recreation, maintenance, our police, you know, everybody has been working together to accomplish this, the goal of making Neuropon, you know, safer, more enjoyable for our community members. And also we have our CERT team, which is a crisis intervention response team, who have been out there along with mental health specialists and, you know, other agencies in our community that are offering help to people who we want to help find more stable housing, transitional housing away from the open space. So it's
I want to get into that later on.
I know, but I just want to highlight that, you know, there's
all that's going on.
Right, all that's going on, and it's a really huge effort that is requiring a lot of people to collaborate and work together, and it's going to be an incremental improvement, I believe, and that's what we're doing. And then
I'm not sure how incremental it's going to be for the people that live down there.
Well,
for them, but I realize what you're saying, but when you eat an elephant, you start one bite at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, then Barry, let's move over to you. The mayor laid out the overall plan. When we say fencing, does the fencing go on both ends of it? Is it going to go around around the perimeter so it protects the houses there, or what?
Before I go there into that kind of detail, I just back up, and the other portion of the overall plan is about helping our entire community. I think that's important. You know, I understand why, and I fully get the frustration of the individuals who live next door to NERPON or other open spaces. But the fact remains that we have members of our community that are under siege, using your words, but we also have members of our community that need a lot of help. And so this plan is not about cleaning out NERPON open space. This plan is about helping every member of our community to the best of our ability, which includes cleaning out NERPON. It also includes additional beds that we are purchasing for shelter space, additional program expansion so that we can offer assistance to those who want it. There are people who don't want to go to the mission. We're trying to provide better spaces for them so that they can actually get out of the situation they're in and move into hopefully transitional housing and permanent housing eventually, along with the, providing assistance for construction of new affordable units across the city. So it's a holistic approach. It's not just about NERPON. I just think that's an important aspect. So about the fencing.
And by the way, last night, if you'd been to the city council, you would have heard that.
Yeah.
That this isn't just picking on this one spot and not caring about what happens to the people that are down there.
Correct. We're trying to do it holistically. We're working with the county and other nonprofits because it takes the community to fix this. Fixing it is not chasing people around town. Fixing it is trying to find opportunities for everybody to enjoy our community. And that's just what it's all about. Now, the fencing that you said, right now the fencing is going to essentially go from the Cypress Bridge, mm-hmm. and it'll go along the eastern side of NERPON and then connect over to the private property lines that are on Henderson itself. After that, it becomes private property. There's a strip of private property there.
Right.
Two strips, actually, along the road, and then behind that there's another piece of private property. And then on the south side of the Henderson open space is what's called the Henderson Ditch, which actually is a deep ditch with steep sides and should probably have its own natural barrier to entry into that space. And so we'll have gates that are locked that will prevent vehicles coming in and out, and then Chief Schuler can talk about some of the enforcement that we're going to do on a long-term basis, enforcement meaning park hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize to the mayor, but what I tell everybody is that I don't care who's in there. They're going to get kicked out. If the mayor's in there, she's going to get kicked out.
No, but that's the point. That's fair. You can't just pick one. Okay. Right. Oh, no, the mayor can be in there.
Yeah.
She's having a party.
Yeah.
That's an all-nighter. Okay.
Yeah. And the second aspect of that is beyond NERPON, we want to make sure that we're protecting our riverfront entirely. So there's a lot of private property along the riverfront that we want to be working in conjunction with that. So it's sort of a holistic plan. We're right now in the phase, and Chief can talk about this, of contacting the individuals that are down there. And August 15th, plus or minus, is when we should start the actual cleanup efforts. And then I've been informed by Director Niemer that the Henderson Open Space / NERPON area will be our focus of our creek cleanup this year as well.
Okay. Before we get to the chief, we're going to take a quick break, This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Jenny Maxwell has had her company since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners, our whole community here. Two separate branches, insurance and financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k with all the craziness going on in our stock market and other things, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
How did I get here?
Ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
It's a beautiful day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Welcome back to the show. It's 8:18 here on the 3rd of August. It's It's already 82 degrees going up to 106 today. It's going to be like in the hundreds the whole week, so just be aware of that. Especially when you're out, if you leave, don't leave dogs or flowers or chocolate or grandmother in the car if you're going to leave it for any length of time. It will not be the same when you come back. This portion of the show brought to you by the Grady and Redding Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce. It was founded in 1910. There's hundreds of businesses in here. It was organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Redding area. For more information and to join, give them a call at 530-225-4433.
A little known fact, City of Redding is a member of the Chamber of Commerce as well.
Well, good.
Well, so am I.
So am I.
There we go.
I'm not.
Well, you know.
You are it's through, okay.
through the city.
Through the city. So sure. you're kind of like fall under the umbrella.
Associate member.
We're actually double members because we decided to join as REU as well.
That's a total different. In fact, I have to get your new director in here, Dan, would come on a regular basis to talk about what was going on, the great things that REU is, and I'm all for REU. So I got to get the new guy in here too. But I'm here with Mayor Kristen Schrader and Redding Police Chief Bill Schuler and Redding City Manager Barry Tippin. And now, okay, so we've talked about what's happening in New Pond, formerly Henderson Open Spaces. But it comes down to the policing side of it. And we've used the term rangers. So, Chief.
Yeah, so we're, in the interim, we're going to use our current staff to try and fill the gaps until we get these park rangers in place, which I hope to at least have half of the four, so two of the four by mid-September will be on the street and working. The park ranger is something, it's just an idea we started looking at from other agencies. Park rangers will be focused just on our parks and our community, our parks and our trails, but they're going to be regular police officers. They're going to be current police officers that are currently working at the Redding Police Department right now, and it's a specialty assignment like NPU or investigations or any of those other assignments. And they're actually very excited about it because they're going to get to be out in the parks all day. They're going to be riding bicycles on motorcycles. They're going to be, in the skateboard park with the kids. They're going to be riding around the trails. It's going to be a good, fun program and community-oriented policing at its best. I'm really excited about it. So is my staff.
Now, is there any special training you do for park rangers?
So there's actually a park ranger academy the state uses for park rangers and some local jurisdictions. And so Butte Police Academy has a park ranger program. And it's an academy that's 2 weeks longer than the regular police academy. So it's 6 months and a couple of weeks. But we can have those officers go through those same courses through POST. Those courses are available for officers to go to outside of the academy. So we'll be sending
online
them
online and things like that.
No, we'll have to send them to different jurisdictions throughout the state, but they're all post-certified classes through the state.
So how is it different than just regular police?
Well, you're learning about the environment. You're learning about the rivers. You're learning about flora and fauna and all of those things. So you're be able to be somewhat interpretive.
Uh-huh.
Our park rangers will also potentially run programs with kids. So that they can actually, kind of break that barrier down with some of these kids, maybe some kids from schools. We'll see how the program goes, but I anticipate it'll expand as we grow that program.
I heard last night it'd be different uniforms.
We haven't figured that out exactly yet, but yeah, they'll probably be in some sort of a polo shirt. They'll be able to wear shorts when they're on bicycles or, there'll be something different, and then they're going to have, white at this point, pickup trucks, they'll say park ranger on them. Their uniforms will say park ranger on them. So they're still full-fledged police officers. They can still come work overtime on their days off, or they'll go work fires or do whatever they can do. They have all the same powers of arrest because they're still certified.
They're still carrying a gun and everything else.
But we want them to be very approachable. Not quite as approachable as CERT, who hides everything they have, but we want them to be approachable, and so our folks in our community get to know them well.
So the park, in this case, New Pond, is shut down from dusk to dawn. What happens? You just come in about that time?
Yeah, we're going to, once we get it cleaned up, we will come in at dusk and lock the gates up. And then between our downtown bike or our bike team right now, who will take some of that activity either in the morning or in the evenings, our neighborhood police unit, and just the patrol officers on that beat, they'll do a walkthrough each night, and they'll go through that, make sure that it's cleaned out and there's nobody there, and then open it up in the first thing in the morning.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, we've cleaned
up. But I really like
up.
That your park ranger type thing about being able to be approachable, like especially for kids and everything out there.
Yeah, we've cleaned out Nurpon several times. We've probably at least three, if not four times, and taken a lot of trash out of there. But it's one of those things, like any open space in our community, that if you don't stay on top of it, it's going to come back. And it's been a long time coming for the city to build our staff back. But this city council has been very forward-thinking about adding more and more staff to the police department. Our bike team is an example of that. Our park rangers is an example of that. And as we continue to grow our department, we're able to put resources where they need to be and make these things happen. And that's what's happening here with Nurpon.
Okay.
You forgot our eighth beat.
And our eighth beat, which I hope that's five more officers, and that'll be here, I'm hoping, by January.
Now, we are... If I understand right, Mayor and Chief, that we're at a higher level of police than we've been ever?
Ever. Yeah, by two, actually, now, because we got another SRO position, which will be coming to you shortly, Mayor.
surprise, surprise.
That was the thing. We always referred back to the 2008 number, you know. It was a struggle since I've been on the council, you know. But we just, as Chief was talking about, we have, you know, built back over time, and it's not just the sworn officers. I think there have been some great programs that have been built and then people added to facilitate and, you know, implement the programs, like the CERT team. I mean, that is really a strong accomplishment. And
that was a big thing.
See the numbers and the successes that they've had. It's what you want to see, a well-rounded approach to, as Barry said, you know, to help the whole community. There are people who are struggling, and we've learned there are better approaches, and I'm appreciative that our police department have found those better approaches.
Well, I talk to a lot of people. That's just the way it is. And I haven't heard one person say, if people want help, they should get it. Not one person has been against that. If, you know, we realize people are in bad straits at times. But if you offer the programs, and we have lots of programs around here, we have lots of people who care. We have a homeless veterans program that's very successful, and it's private type thing. But the group, and I'm going to ask you, Chief, there's a hardcore group that they're happy with being homeless and running their own little nefarious schemes.
Yeah, we're not going to get everybody into shelter, into housing, and break that cycle. But, I mean, if we can get 50%, 25%, 10%, it doesn't matter. That's more people that we can get into programs and be productive members of our society. And then that kind of feeds off itself. It gains trust amongst the homeless community, the unsheltered community, that, hey, you can talk to our CERT team and to our homeless outreach and to these private organizations, and they will help you. And then we can get more and more folks into some sort of treatment or housing, both. It's a cycle we have to try and break. That old saying, the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And that's what we're doing. We're breaking that. What we've been doing for so many years, doing something completely different. And, you know, CERT team, the city buying up beds or renting beds to put folks in housing, transitional housing, low-barrier housing, so then we can get them into treatment. These are creative solutions to a problem that long time coming.
Well, I want to talk about that when we come back from the break, because last night the city council, I believe, adopted a resolution approving $235,000 to provide supportive housing units. And I like to talk about that because that's part of the whole approach on this, too. Here's a question that came in. Do you believe the fences will ever come down?
Well, some of the fence will come down because Dignity Health property, that when they build their campus or whatever they're planning on building there, that'll get rolled into their campus. But I don't anticipate that fence will ever come down.
Okay.
It's a very nice wrought iron fence.
Oh, no,
very
the fences expensive. Are great, and they've worked. That's the thing when you see them put up. Tiger Field, Post Office, and the Veterans Hall down there has that ceased. I mean, and by the way, big shout out to you all, Chief, because down at the Post Office and the Veterans Hall, it's a horrible problem down there, and that's clean, and it's been like that for months.
It's the same thing. It's just one of those where you just have to be on top of it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our older veterans were, I mean, they were being accosted down there, and but you've really, you know, well, every time I go down there, there's nobody there.
There's some officers have taken some ownership of that area, and they've done a great job keeping it cleaned up.
Okay.
And you have to go back and give the council a lot of credit, because as Chief Shuler said, every time we've asked, the council has said, yeah, we agree. Public safety is number one. And along with the law enforcement, we have more firefighters than we've ever had in the city of Reading as well.
Well, you know, that's the other thing, too. We've got three firefighters on every engine. Plus, we're getting ready to build another, or at least there's thoughts of building another fire station out there toward...
Off of Shasta View.
Off of Shasta View. Out there in that area. Okay, we have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know that Shasta Regional Medical Center has been one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services for years in specific categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. They have an A rating from the LeapFrog organization. That is a national organization that takes the statistics from all the hospitals and then gives them grades from A to F. And Shasta Regional Medical Center has had an A rating the last two times that they've issued these ratings. So the highest rated hospital in this area. It's your health, your choice. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum. Featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I would like to hold my little hand. I will cry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Fridays. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I hate to say this, but I've been going there since the first week I arrived in Reading 15 years ago. It's a veteran-owned business. Had not had a bad haircut there. You know, so if you have a series of bad haircuts, you just don't go back. But I haven't. They don't talk politics. They don't talk religion. And Dr. Phil is never on the TV there. They work by appointments only. 244-9478 is their phone number, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. It's in Cypress Square Parking Shopping Center off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. I'm here with Mayor Kristen Schrader and Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler and Reading City Manager Barry Tippin. We were talking about the decision made last night to on the Near Pond Open Space, formerly known as Henderson Open Spaces. It's being fenced. It's going to be have park hours from it'll be closed from dusk to dawn. The police department is building a four-person unit, and they're called park rangers, but they are police officers, probably dressed in a little bit differently, but they're going to be patrolling all of our parks and also, I guess, the trails on motorcycles and electric bikes. They turned down my idea of horses, which yeah, may not be a, you know, that would be, you probably have to cut five police out of your to yeah. take care of the four horses.
We tried a mounted unit back in the 90s, and it was expensive. And
did you really?
Yeah, it was a
really.
It was a trial period, and we had officers that had horses kind of get involved and did some training. In fact, I did some riding with them one time, but didn't take off.
Didn't take off.
Horses are expensive proposition, as you know.
As I know, I know. So I'm here with with the mayor and the city manager and the police chief. We talked about a holistic approach to homelessness. You said one time, chief, if I remember right, we've got 500 people that do most of the crimes.
Right.
What impact?
Not necessarily homeless, though.
No, they're just 500 right. people. They're not. Yeah, you can't say they're all homeless. You've got the sheriff has just announced he's shutting down a floor of the jail. Impact.
Yeah, it's going to be the same impact that we had the jail closed, the floor of the jail closed once before under the previous sheriff or two sheriffs ago. There's another 100 people, 80 right now, roughly, they're going to be running around on the streets. They'll have ankle monitors on them, so there will be some monitoring of what they're doing. But, yeah, it's potentially very problematic for us. We need that jail open. We need a bigger jail. We need more programs for folks that are in the custodial system. It's a step backwards. But I've talked to the sheriff about it. I know he's got some plans in place to try and recruit more corrections officers and get that open as quickly as possible.
Well, you know, there's a total difference between a correction officer and a police officer. And having taken a tour of the jail, it's their job is it's a lot more, in my opinion, it's very difficult.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, you're in an enclosed space. You're basically incarcerated 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
With no windows, and you are dealing with some of the worst all the time. It's a rough job. They deserve what they earn and more, for sure.
Last night, Tanessa Audette, who I guess works for the Dallies.
For Senator Brandali, yes.
Right. For Senator Dally, brought up a bill that was they're trying to pass on getting around the ordinance of being able to move people away from the river.
Yeah, so right now, Fish and Game, or Fish and Wildlife as they're called now, they can do enforcement up to the high water mark of a river, and that's it. And so there's some environmental laws that they can use, and they assist us with trying to get remove people off of in certain areas of the river. But that's it, and it's really only applies to them. So this bill, as originally written, would have expanded that area to certain parts, more parts of the river, higher areas, so we could do some more enforcement in there. And it's been whittled down to only include Sacramento River, and we're trying Sacramento County, but a portion of the Sacramento River in Sacramento County, or maybe it's the American River. But anyway, we want to get it up here as well, potentially, to have some additional enforcement tools.
And it's based on the fact of the salmon runs and
right.
fish and all this,
right.
that because of all the sewage and everything that's going into
yeah.
it to help protect the river.
If you go down in the river where these camps are, you're going to find trash, you're going to find needles, yes, raw sewage. You're going to find a lot of stuff, and that's very damaging to our habitat. So that's the idea behind this bill. But there's a short window of time before the legislature is done looking at new bills this year or voting on them, and then they're going to – so I don't know. We'll see what happens with that.
Okay. I recommend if you have not been to a city council meeting that you need to go down there sometime.
Absolutely.
And listen to this because, you know, they have – there's so many things going on that impact on our community that if you're not there – yeah, I mean, I had a dog in a fight. I was there yesterday because they discussed the VRBOs. And but the other things, like the project right down here, Block 7. Mayor, what's going on down there? I mean, this thing looks like it's – I mean, this thing is exploding even more than it is.
Well, I think what you're seeing is Block 7 is a continuation of public-private partnerships. We started with Market Center with the K2 and the city and getting grants from the state. That was a $20 million grant. And then Block 7 got another, $19 million plus 3 plus these are great projects for our community to rebuild downtown, you know, revitalize downtown. And so what we approved last night, it's exploding, but there are several components of the project. And one of the things that we were approving were additional agreements that would incorporate the development of the park, which is currently the parking lot just south of Shasta College building. And that's been going to be converted into a park that the city will own the ground. And the grant that the project received is from Caltrans. So there's another partner, you know, state partner that mm-hmm. was brought in with their Clean California funding, which is was a competitive process that they submitted and got approval for $3.9 million to develop another open space in downtown Reading. So we'll have.
Now, this park, Kim Niemer said yesterday, it's going to be a spectacular park. That was the impression I got. I mean, it's not a huge park. It's not like you're going to have, room for 1,000 people in there.
No, but it's, I think we're sitting across the street from one of the only other green areas that's close to that area where the park will be, the little park next to the old city hall,
right.
That little spot.
Yeah.
And then there's the library park, which has been converted. So we don't really have other you know, just open green space for people who were encouraging to move downtown, and we're having more people move downtown, and we're having amenities to support more people being downtown for living and shopping and enjoying downtown.
Okay.
Reading.
Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, just because you remove homeless people from public property onto private property doesn't alleviate you from your responsibility to the taxpayers. That being said, up the Henderson/Rother ditch at the top of it, about 100 yards south of Hartnell Avenue, is a bum camp that gets bigger every time you clean out the end of Henderson Road and the New Palm open space. Now you're going to kick them all out of there, and they're going to move up here. I hear gunshots at night. I hear people yelling and screaming, couples in fights every night. I hear dogs barking. And you're just moving your problem up to me. So what's your plan to alleviate that? Because you said you're concerned about you didn't want to move it to another neighborhood. And that's exactly what you're doing.
What's that location again, Nick?
That's 472 Hartnell Avenue. It's about 100 yards south of Bocelli. Right next to Hartnell Avenue. If you just walk up the south side of the sidewalk, you can smell it. It stinks.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
The Rother Ditch area that he's talking about, we've been focusing on that, too. So there's a mixture of city property and private property in there. It's this ditch that runs down. It's very deep and pretty unsafe for a lot of us to get down in there, but we have been down in there doing some outreach with CERT. We will clean that up here shortly as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just add that Nick's correct in that, and I think we stated that it's a problem across the community.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Linden Canyon, we've got Sulphur Creek Canyon, and we have a lot of great open spaces, right? And those get occupied by those who don't have homes. That's why, as Chief Schuler said, we're trying to take different tacks. We're trying to take different programs to them. And, you know, hopefully we can get many of them off and into programs and out of the homeless situation that they're in. But it's not going to go away immediately. I mean, it's just going to be a constant.
It's taken us, what, how many years to get here?
I've been working on it for 7.5 years.
Well, since I've had this station, I would say, and it's going on 13 years now, that we've watched it increase every year.
Yeah,
you're not going to solve it.
The reality is it hasn't increased that much percentage-wise for 20 years. If you go back to 2006 and look at point-in-time counts, it wasn't a whole lot different than it is today. The differences are that the laws have changed, and so our ability to deal with the problems has changed. Our jail space has changed. Many people who are in the jail today used to be in state prisons. We had a better accountability system. Changes in laws associated with illegal and illicit drugs has changed. Those are no longer arrestable offenses. They're citations. So what you're seeing is not necessarily a considerable amount of more homeless individuals. What you're seeing is a more visible homeless individual because the accountability piece has been dropped away. And
so,
that's what you're seeing.
So what you're saying is where we were able to manage it before through a variety of different ways has been curtailed by the laws.
Correct. AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 57, those are the key components that have caused this change. And so what I look at is that this is a transformative period that we're in. We don't like it. But we're in a transformative period where the state of California has decided that we're going to approach this system differently. No more three strikes, you're out kind of law process. It's more about rehabilitation, getting people to be homed in normal housing instead of in prison systems. And I would say I don't know that that's a bad approach. I would say the way they implemented it is a bad approach. But the overall concept, I don't know that's bad. We may be sitting here in 2030 and say, you know what, that was a better approach, and we're way better off than we would have been.
Okay. We're here with Mayor Schrader and Chief Schuler and Reading City Manager Barry Tippin. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Única Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Única Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, ag, and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We have with us the leadership of Redding, and not all the leadership, but most of it. You know, we have the mayor, Kristen Schrader, and we have the Redding Police Chief, Bill Schuler, and the Redding City Manager, Barry Tippin.
That's the order of importance as well.
Well, you know what? That's why I did it. Yeah, you know, yeah. I did elected and then hired.
The police chief is and the mayor are generally the most important in the city.
Well, you know what? Here's what I appreciate. That every time I've reached out to people, well, Chief Schuler has a regular show here, and he sends his your division heads, so people can understand who they are and get a not that you couldn't explain it, but it, you sit in different groups and you come back about every third month, to do the overview, and I will say, Barry, that there hasn't been one time that I haven't called you and that you came on at short notice if needed. So I appreciate that, and I think the people appreciate that. And the same thing, Mayor, with the city council, having people coming on. And it's not It's not easy. And I realize you get paid a lot of money on the city council to do this job. I mean, you know, trips to in Morocco and, who knows, all these places that you can do with the magnificent sum that's paid our city council. What is it, $500?
$600
a month. Got it. Oh, okay. Let's go to the phones. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Just real quick, it seems like nobody ever talks about the elephant in the room about why our housing costs, other than inflation, are so high. And it's because California mandates so much junk on these homes these days, it drives the cost up. We have $30,000 for a permit for a new home. You have over $60,000 for mandated solar. Now we have sprinkler systems in the houses that add buku money that don't save the house when it catches on fire. It gives you 5 extra minutes to get out. And now we have to put electric chargers, all that. So you're well over $100,000 before you ever actually build the house and just all that extra stuff. And nobody wants to talk about the elephant in the room, and that is it.
Okay.
I'll take your comments off.
Okay, thank you.
It's partially correct. You know, the housing market exploded after the Tubbs fire and Santa Rosa and our car fire, of course, because, you know, you just don't see that sort of construction in that shorter period of time. And then when you add to the other major wildfires that are happening across California, just the shortages of material and labor alone drove up those costs. You know, so that is something that we're facing. And yeah, in terms of what the state of California is requiring, through the building code requirements, that is true. Solar is an expense that has to be absorbed within the housing market. You know, plumbing a house for future chargers, that is something that the state of California requires. Those are all true. When it relates to impact fees, the $30,000 is not entirely correct as far as a city, aspect. We collect the school fees as well. So the school fees are collected by the city of Reading, and we haven't handed over the school fees, but it is listed on our charges to get a building permit. We collect those on behalf of the school districts. You know, for a normal house, our impact fees, this will probably be incorrect. I'm going off of memory from a few years back, but around $20,000 probably for water, sewer, traffic impact fees and that sort of thing. But on the backside, you know, that's an upfront capital cost. The only other way to do that is to increase your utility rates. So in other words, we have a water impact fee and a wastewater impact fee, and there's always a balance that the council tries to go through. What do you charge the new house that's going to be an impact to the system versus all the rest of the customers who already exist? And so you could raise the rates on everybody else and lower the cost of a new house for an individual. And so that's always a balance that we work on. And when it comes to traffic impact fees, you know, the option is you could not collect traffic impact fees. We wouldn't be able to do a lot of the improvements we're doing with capital improvements and signalization and that sort of stuff. Flip side is the developer would have to do traffic impact studies on every single subdivision and housing market they do. So, you know, it's a larger, you know, systemic issue across all of our building requirements. It's not, you know, one thing or another. It's a system that is thoughtfully went through and deliberated by the city council and decided on how we move forward.
Okay. We've got like 4 minutes left, so let me just go around the room and for like final comments about things that that people need to know.
Well, I would add on the housing issue is I think the city has been aggressive and been taking a lot of initiative to get federal and state funds to add housing, mostly income qualified housing. We have a robust program. We have a huge list of all the projects that are building affordable housing. So we have really focused on that and are under the leadership of Barry Tippin and Steve Bade and Nicole Smith. They have done a wonderful job that doesn't really get – it's so many details, it doesn't get enough attention. And that was one of the projects we approved last night was through the, you know, housing department is acquiring money so that we can find hotel rooms for people to be housed and transitional. And we also pushed forward the micro-shelter project so that we can have alternatives for transitional housing for people to leave the camps and go into. So we're working on that, too.
Is that going to be on city property, the micro shelters?
We're working on one that we hope to land on property that city owns, yes.
Okay.
Or actually, Rabba owns.
Yeah, technically, Rabba owns.
Well, technically, Rabba owns, that the city is leasing from Rabba.
Okay. So you're not going to just stick it in a neighborhood?
We can put them on sites that are meet the code and the ordinance that are specific to that, and there's a very open, transparent approval process that we went through recently with the St. James Lutheran Church. They took initiative to find a location on their property that is next to a neighborhood. And they're going to provide supportive services, wraparound supportive services for up to like probably 4 or 5 people who want help, want to find that ability to transition out of their unsheltered situation. And St. James has welcomed that challenge, and they're moving forward.
Okay. Chief?
We're also looking at one near the mission, and we've been working with Jonathan at the mission to look for, like, a day center area near the mission there where, like, folks that are hanging out near the library and other places in our community could go during the daytime. So that's currently in development as we speak, talking about that.
Are you pleased about where you are with your numbers right now?
Yeah, we have 10 officers in field training right now. I have another 10 officers in the background process. The signing bonus that council approved has been very useful tool for us. We have officers approaching us from all over the state, Bay Area, Sacramento area. We're not stealing from Sheriff Johnson. We don't want to exacerbate that. So I'm very happy. We've got folks just reaching out to us that what that does is when you throw them $40,000, they see that ad in a trade magazine, and it just makes them look at Reading one more time. And then they come and look at our website, and they look at the videos of the communication.